Well, right now in New South Wales, in the industrial heartland of the Hunter Valley, business is booming. The major resources companies are struggling to find enough qualified fitters and welders to keep up with demand. But the people who train these young workers say many employers are waiting to feel the impact of the carbon tax before they commit to training any more apprentices. Adam Harvey visited the Hunter's biggest training company to speak to the next generation of resource industry workers.
Steve Addard is teaching the tricks of the trades.
So what's going to be your procedure here in making this?
Take 2 mil cuts down to about 1 mil above size, and then I'll take 1 mil off to get the perfect size.
Well, sounds like a plan.
We're in a shed near Maitland in New South Wales' Hunter Valley. It's full of teenagers, just starting four-year apprenticeships that will almost certainly lead to jobs in local coal mines.
And in this workshop here, we're a fitter machinist. In my case, I'll be a underground fitter, so I'll be actually down there in the middle of the action. And but at the moment, a lot of our stuff is above ground, just while we pick up our skills.
For many of these young men, mining's in the blood.
I got my father, he's the leading hand diesel mechanic at Peabody at an open cut, so I suppose a lot of influence came from him. He knew a lot of people, he knew the industry, so I thought, oh well, why not give it a go?
My dad's always been in the mining industry, so yeah, just following footsteps of my dad.
How does he feel about you going into the industry?
Yeah, he thinks it's good, yeah, because my uncle and he's at the same mine as well, bit of family in the mine, yeah.
There's another motivation.
Truthfully, there's a lot of money involved, and I like fixing things, so they mix.
What's a typical annual income of someone who's just starting?
Most people look at around 100,000.
They're being taught at the Hunter Valley Training Company. Local coal mines and other businesses sponsor the young trainees and apprentices to learn their trades. The organisation's CEO, Robert Fuller, says that while there's a shortage of qualified workers, companies aren't responding with a wholehearted investment in training.
Look, I think our particular industry is the barometer of industrial and economic strength in the region. We're at the pointy end because if business is moving on, then they're going to employ apprentices and trainees. It's one of the first things they do. What we're finding is a great deal of uncertainty and there's reticence, and that's putting a dampening effect on people who want to employ young people, apprentices and trainees, but they're just not quite ready to make that jump.
He says the carbon tax is one of the factors affecting business confidence.
I think it is something which is progressive for Australia. We'll need to see what the impact and the actual effect will be. And I think it's the uncertainty, not only on the carbon tax, the ETS is also out there in consideration, which it's going to morph into. And I think generally business is just taking a wait and see and monitor what the cost effect will be.
Back on the training floor, the carbon tax isn't popular, but it's not exactly a hot topic either.
Yeah, you see it on the telly a lot, and I do listen sometimes because it is something that's going to impact my industry that I'll be working in. So, yeah, I'm not too fast. Like, I'm not one to worry too much about what's happening in the environment. You know, like I'll go out and ride motorbikes and that, but it's nothing I've thought way too much about.
Is there much talk in your family about things like the carbon tax?
Yeah, it will affect quite often, like quite a bit, having so much family in the mining industry, and they're not really agreeing with it.
So they think that it'll lead to problems in the mining industry?
Yeah, loss of jobs because companies can't afford to pay their workers because they've got to pay a carbon tax.
I haven't heard much about it. I saw something on the news recently that the mining boom might be not around anymore, but I'm not really fussed by it. Works work.
Now, have you thought much about the carbon tax?
No, not at all, no.
You got any concerns for the future of the mining industry in the Hunter Valley?
Not really, because if the Hunter Valley didn't have mining, look, there's nothing much here, I guess. It's one of Australia's biggest exports. We need it.